702 Health and Wellness.
25 minutes before 12 o'clock, this is the Clement Magnatella Show, the last half hour of the show live from the Cape Town International Convention Center at this AIFA conference that's being hosted by NSFAS. We're getting into our health and wellness feature now, and I want to start off by asking you a question. Are you an overspraying offender when it comes to perfumes and fragrances? Because today we're talking about the use of perfumes and fragrances. If you find that people maybe sneeze, they complain about migraines. I mean, how strong is your cologne for someone to complain about migraine? Or even avoid standing next to you. These are all strong indicators because perfume can exaggerate certain intolerances and reactions of the body. So how do you apply yours? You know, we're often told to avoid more than two sprays or leaving an applied area still quite moist after a few seconds. We're told to apply, you know, heavier scents to the lower parts of our body, such as, you know, behind your knees, because the fragrance won't rise as quickly and overwhelm those that are around you. So I want you to share with us how you actually apply your cologne. And do you work with people that put too much strong cologne that ends up affecting you? I mean, these kind of products have been associated with a range of adverse health effects. I mentioned migraine. There's asthma attacks as well, right? Respiratory difficulties as well, neurological problems that may arise. So we're not saying don't smell good, but just have a limit. And I want you to share with us how you go about applying your cologne. 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. And are you one of those people who react, you know, negatively in terms of your health when you can smell a strong fragrance? Dr. Lebohang Masekela is a holistic health and nutrition practitioner who is joining us on the line. Dr. Masekela, thank you for making time. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. So I want us to start off with how much is too much.
Okay. I mean, if you, let's say for yourself, if you put the fragrance on, say you put on perfume, and you either sneeze or, you know, it sort of irritates your throat or something like that, you know, it's one of two things. It's either you've done too much, as in you've put on too much, like you were saying. Generally, we say avoid more than two sprays, but we all know that everybody tends to put on more than two sprays. So if you cough or you get that sort of, it's too much on your nose, then it's too much, right? So ideally, we just say, you must put it on your pulse points, okay? So your pulse points would be something like your wrists. You just spray it on your wrists, and then you just dab maybe like the back of your ears and your neck and your elbows, and that's it. You don't have to bathe in the spray, right? And if you're walking past somebody and they sort of cough or they sort of, you know, get that what is that kind of feeling, then it's definitely too much.
Yeah, you don't want to walk around and people are sneezing, right? I mean, that's not the whole idea of you putting on your fragrance. Someone once told me, Dr. Masekela, that the minute you pass by where I am and I can smell your cologne, that means you put a lot of it. I should only smell it when I'm really that close to you. I'm giving you a hug. Is that an indicator as well? So if I'm just passing by you and you can smell it, does that indicate that, okay, that's a little too much, Clement?
No, definitely. I mean, a person should not be able to smell you before they see you, kind of, you know. So if you enter a room and already that scent fills up the whole room, then you've definitely done too much. So maybe we should take it back to, you know, what a fragrance or what a perfume, the reason for having a perfume, it's supposed to be a pleasant smell, right? Which is what a fragrance is. A fragrance, the definition of a fragrance is, it's a pleasant smell. So a perfume is supposed to give off a pleasant smell. So the moment I smell it and it's not that pleasant, it means, as I've mentioned, it's either you've put too much on or it means that I'm probably reacting to it in terms of maybe it's an allergy or you're getting a migraine. So it's giving you a bad reaction.
So what are some of the reactions, apart from just the migraine? I remember our former colleague, Azania, when she used to walk into the studio when I'm doing the show, the first thing she would say is, "Oh, Clement, you've put in a lot of cologne," even though I didn't think that I had. But for some reason, she was able to smell from the time she walks in. And I don't know if it's me who put a lot of it or if it's her who is just so conscious and is able to smell from far. So what are some of the reactions, medical reactions that people may have when they are smelling cologne that is strong on somebody else?
Yeah, so a perfume or cologne or the toilet, whichever one, what it is it's a liquid that is made from essential oils, right? And those essential oils, they do release like a fragrance, and that actually causes a chemical reaction in the body. So that's the part that I think a lot of us, we underplay. So it actually causes a chemical reaction. So you can get what we call contact dermatitis, you know, which is where you get an allergic reaction on the skin. So if you put it on your skin, you might get a rash, you can get a redness, you can get a burning sensation, a discomfort on the area that you put it on. Or sometimes if the perfume is that strong, you can actually, if you touch somebody, you know, after putting on your perfume and you touch somebody, they can actually get that, they can get the contact dermatitis. So that's one of them. A second one is it can cause a respiratory sensitization where you get like a sinus reaction. So that's when you smell something and then, you know, you feel like your nose is blocking, or you get that sort of cough, like an irritation, you know, in your throat or in your nose. And something like that can even be so severe that it can actually cause an asthma attack. So if somebody who's very sensitive, so like you were saying with Azania, she would smell it and you wouldn't think that it was that strong. So it could be one of the two reasons. Maybe you put too much, as I said, or maybe she just happened to be more sensitive to the cologne or the perfume than you are. You know, because
I think I'm already guilty of putting a lot. I will admit to that. So someone finds it strange, Dr. Masekela, and maybe you can respond to this. Someone just tweeted me saying, "Clement, did you just say you can spray your cologne behind your knees?" So maybe explain to us why it makes sense to apply the fragrance, you know, somewhere on the lower half of your body, you know, because then it evaporates throughout the day, I imagine, like not just the insides of your elbows, but the areas behind your knees as well, because those are pulse points. Is it advisable to go that way?
I mean, the idea with the pulse points is that, yes, it does help with the evaporation. So I guess you can go as far as putting it behind your knees. Personally, I haven't heard of it, but I mean, you know, I know the wrists, the elbows, the neck, you know, those are the most common pulse points. The knees, I honestly do not know, but I'm just thinking it's probably because it's a pulse point. So, to some extent, it might make sense.
Okay. 011-883-0702. How do you apply your cologne? Are you one of those that are responsible for people's asthma attack because it's so strong that sharing an office with you, it's basically, you know, just a danger zone? Give me a call on 011-883-0702. Maybe you know a colleague or a partner or, I don't know, someone you see almost every day who puts a lot of cologne. Have you spoken to them about it? And if you are one of those that react, I'd like to hear from you too. Marissa on Twitter says, "Can the guilty perfume sprayers call in on the Clement Manyatela show us and believe those of us with asthma and allergies are listening?" I'll take your calls and WhatsApps after the break. 702 Health and Wellness. It's 13 minutes before 12 o'clock. On our health and wellness feature this morning, we're talking perfumes and fragrances. How much is too much? And are you an over-spraying offender? I have on the line Dr. Lebohang Masekela, who is a holistic health and nutrition practitioner. She's taken us through how much is too much, number one, but also some of the medical and health reactions, you know, people may have who don't respond well to strong smell, whether it's good or bad. I've got Dikeledi who tweets and says, "Hey, Clement, I have allergies as well. I cannot deal with strong smell, good or bad. May people learn to go easy on us." Lebohang says, "Clement, I spray 2 puffs of cologne in the air and then I let it rain." And Lebohang, that's possibly the way to do it. Let's listen to your voice note.
Good morning, Clement. It's Fiso. I'm in Ripsus Bay. I'm guilty. I put so much cologne and even after those few sprays, I still feel like it's not enough. Sometimes I sneak around and be like, let me have more. These people are not saying anything, you know. So I'm guilty of it. And yeah, I'm sorry. I love your advice, but I'm not taking it. People are not sneezing anyway. Thank you.
You don't know that. They're probably scared to tell you. Yeah, maybe they don't even want to be next to you during meetings. And yeah, you never know. Just take it easy. Yeah. Just like Lebohang says, yeah, 2 puffs in the air and let it rain. Or just go to the lower part of your body and spray it just behind your knees. How about that?
Clement, good day. I react a lot. As a result, I don't want to buy my husband a perfume because it's going to affect me. And my boss, too, he sits next to my office. If someone goes into his office, he sneezes the whole day. People must stop putting a lot, Clement. Please, please, please. Some of us are reacting very badly.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. We need to be very cognizant of other people's reactions. Dr. Maseleke, I'm just wondering here: is it advisable for people with respiratory issues to use fragrances, and how do they go about it, or do they do it, you know, on a limited basis so that they don't even get to smell it themselves to avoid that irritation?
Well, I mean, if you know that you react to certain smells. So unfortunately with fragrances, because the manufacturers are not obliged to say what exactly is in the perfume, what the content of the perfume is, like with food. You know, with food, the FDA forces you to say this thing has nuts, it has eggs, it has fish or whatever. You have to say what is in there so that people would then read it and be able to know, oh, okay, I'm allergic to this, so I'm going to stay away from it. So how allergies come about is that you react to a specific chemical, right? So it becomes a bit tough if you don't know which chemicals are in the perfume. So it's always a matter of trial and error. Unfortunately, you put it on and you hope for the best. If you react, then you know, okay, maybe not that one, and you do the next one. So, but if you really, really have serious asthmatic issues or serious respiratory problems, then rather just stay away. You know, it's always safer to because the thing with allergies is the main way is to prevent. You know, prevention is always better than cure, and the only way to prevent is to try and stay away from it yourself. Unfortunately, you cannot other people because, you know, as most of the viewers or the listeners, because when you put it on, you become desensitized to the smell. So you tend to not even realize that everyone else can still smell you, even though you cannot smell yourself. And that's why they always then top it the smell. Yeah.
Okay, let's take some more messages from our listeners. Let's start with the voice notes.
Morning, Clement. So you get perfume, you get Edouard perfume, you get Edouard Toilette, and you get one that's lower than that. And it's different oil contents or volume of oil and different quality as well. Perfume is your most expensive and it generally lasts a lot longer. Your typical Edouard Toilette lasts about anywhere from 3 to 6 hours. And generally you only want to spray on the inside of your arms by your elbows, and you can spray on your shoulders and on your neck. And that's more than enough. And that should keep your scent, depending on what you're using, for quite some time. Don't overspray it. A lot of people don't actually realize that they overspray.
I work at a school, so it was peak enrollment season, and then one of a male parent came by to submit an application, and his cologne was just so strong. I was sick for a week. I was sick the moment he came in. I was able to assist him, but following that, I was sick for a whole week. That smell stays. It stays in your nose. It stays somewhere between your eyes. It's painful. It's a very painful after effect flu sinusitis. I don't know what it is, but yeah, it was too strong.
Here's another one.
Hi, Clement and the team. For me, it's just one spray in between my boobs, and that's it. I don't go overboard, and the funny part is I don't smell it myself. However, when I give somebody a hug or when I greet somebody, then they will say, "You're smelling very nice." So they make a comment, although I don't smell it myself, but I just take the compliments, and I think I've always used my perfumes that way, and they last longer.
Okay. Let me read some of the WhatsApp messages coming through. Hello, Clement. Can people also ease up on the fabric softener? I'm not coping. I'm not coming to your house to need my nebulizer. That's what one listener says. Another one says, "Hi, Clement. Morning. I walked into an elevator and someone was able to even tell which cologne I put on. I guess I put on too much, ne?" Well, Gwen, I think you have an answer to that. That's Gwen in Joburg. Another one, "Hi, Clement. I'm a perfume fanatic. I spray at least 4 places behind my ears and pulses. I even asked my family if they can smell it. I think I have gone nose blind." That's what one listener says. Another one says, "Yo, Clement, after much agony, I had to tell a lady at work that her perfume made me nauseous. I was pregnant at the time and had tolerated the scent for at least 2 months. Funny enough, we've traveled on the same bus and I just couldn't figure why this scent was following me everywhere until I saw her get off the bus. Shame she gave up on her fragrance for me, Tembeka." Yo, yeah, Dr. Masekela. I mean, I guess so, you're going to have colleagues that understand, right? But you're going to have other ones who are like, "Who the hell do you think you are telling me to stop using my cologne because you are pregnant or you've got allergies?"
Yeah. I think if people just understand this one concept, you know, a perfume does cause a chemical reaction in the body. So it's not going to be this, you know, the one perfume can cause 3-4 different chemical reactions in different people. So we're not all going to react the same to it. So as I said, it has to be a pleasant smell. The moment it's not a pleasant smell for me and we work together, please just understand. Or if I'm pregnant, just understand that, "Oh, you know what, shame, it's just the chemical reaction. Let me just ease up, or let me just leave it for a few months," or whatever the issue is, you know. So just, it's all about compassion, really. If we just think of the next person, don't shower in your perfume, please. You know, just spray it lightly, dab it behind the ears and the elbows, and you're fine. And everyone else can smell it. Yeah. You don't have to smell it. Everyone can smell it.
Yeah, Rinahaneling. Think for others. Think for the others, please.
Speaking of someone who's been pregnant before, and I know how, you know, you can literally get an instant headache from that. So, please.
Yeah. Here's another voice.
Afternoon, Clement. I'm going to preface my statement by saying this. There is nothing as delicious as a man who is wearing a good quality cologne, but just enough. But anyway, I do have another story to tell you. In the winter, I would jog in my neighborhood, and there would be this neighbor who would drive past as I'm jogging. Mind you, the windows were closed. It was winter and so cold, but I could smell the cologne. That's crazy.
What? My goodness. That's crazy. Dr. Lebohang Masekela, holistic health and nutrition practitioner, thank you for making time. And ladies and gentlemen, let's take it easy on that fragrance. Please, let's think for the others.